You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Where we're at now is that there remains a lot of judgment about the question, where's it at?
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
So, Ann, one thing I know about this phrase is that there's a really bad joke, right?
A bad grammar joke. And, of course, whenever there's a grammar joke, people tell it to me, as they should. Here's the joke, and there are a few versions of it, but it typically takes place on an Ivy League campus. And so you have a visitor, we're going to call it Harvard, who's on Harvard's campus and asks a senior who walks by, excuse me, can you tell me where the library's at? And the senior responds, at Harvard, we do not end our sentences with a preposition. The visitor tries again. Excuse me, can you tell me where the library's at, jerk?
Burn!
Yeah. Now, that joke is showing this shared concern that there's something wrong with the question, where's it at? Where's the library at? Where's she at? The joke indicates that the concern is whether you're ending that question with a preposition. I'm actually not sure that's exactly what people are responding to here. It's also possible they're responding to the redundancy, which is that where is already asking for location, which would indicate that you didn't need the at. You could just say, excuse me, where's the library? This construction with at the end has been condemned over the years as uneducated and otherwise wrong, and it certainly feels informal. But one thing to note is that redundancy, as we've talked about on the show before, in speech is sometimes helpful. The other thing to note here is that this construction is actually a little bit more complicated because we can get ourselves in situations as speakers where we need the at, that it sounds really weird if we don't have the at. What do I mean by that? Let's think about the phrase, where we are. And if we say, yes, that's where we are, fine. But in speech, we often like to contract, and we are becomes we're. So let's do it again. Yes, that's where we're.
Yeah, and I'm just standing here, like, kind of waiting for you to keep talking. It seems like there should be something else at the end there.
Right. It seems like there maybe should be an at. If I said, yes, that's where we're at. And that construction shows up in more formal speech. Mark Lieberman, who is a linguist who writes for the blog Language Log, has a wonderful post on this, and he shows how it appears on National Public Radio, CNN. And here's one example from NPR in 2012. The commentator's talking about China and says, and that's where we're at right now, this very fluid and precarious situation. I think for most of us, that's going to go below the radar. And I don't know whether anybody noticed, but when I opened up our segment, I said, where we're at right now is that there remains a lot of concern about the question, where's it at? I very cleverly, or at least cleverly in my own head, embedded where we're at now right at the beginning to see if anybody noticed, not as stigmatized there. What we're seeing is two phenomena interacting, which is that we like to contract in speech. So you'll often get we're to we are. And then once we do that, then we are left needing something at the end of a construction like where we're at.
Well, Anne, where we're at right now is the end of the segment. So thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.